I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Facial hair.
Nope. I'm already drunk.
Okay, we're moving now.
I'm good.
How are your toesies?
They're so cold.
It's kind of warming up now.
You're getting used to it now.
I sat on the edge of the cold jacuzzi pool. The step was warm. That's when I was like, oh, it's warm in here. And I told you it was warm. And then I came back and I was bound and determined to just like get naked in the non-hot hot tub.
Yeah.
And then like I took a step down. I was like, oh, no, Maggie right again. Maggie's been right twice this weekend, people. It's ridiculous.
I'm sorry that I was correct. I apologize for
and
that.
And then I like sat there on the edge like,
I sat there on the edge like last night. All I wanted all day yesterday was to get in this pool last night. And I got...
And float our titties.
And float my titties on the top of the water.
Free titties.
That feeling is great, though.
Like, I know. That, I should have done it Thursday night when I had the chance.
That feeling of your boobs floating on the water and not being held down by gravity.
We should just do it now.
This is too cold. You feel great right now because now your feet are used to it. But try to get up to your boobs in this water and it would not be great.
I think we need more alcohol and more marijuana. And then we should get in the pool.
That's a great idea. They definitely say specifically not to do that.
And the rules? Yeah. I told you we were breaking that particular rule for sure.
Hello, friends.
Hello, friends. We're on vacation.
We are.
We're in beautiful Florida, in Orlando.
It was Shannon's birthday yesterday. She's 42 again.
I'm 42 again. Yay!
Answer to life, the universe, and everything. So we are at our Airbnb right now. If you can hear trickling water in the background, that is the non-heated jacuzzi pool making that sound.
Yeah, and we hope you all don't have to pee the time you're done listening to this.
That'd be bad. I apologize. I apologize in advance for that. So yesterday, we went to Universal Studios for your birthday.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We did a two-park, one-day pass, and that was delightful. So I will say it did become hard managing 10 people's expectations, but I feel it was because our party had such vast experience with the parks. If it had been 10 Shannon and Maggie's who have been to the parks multiple times, I think it would have been way easier than having a mix of like people who have been a million times and people who have never ever ever been and they want to run around and experience everything. So
I agree with that assessment. Yeah.
So around lunchtime when everyone was hot and hangry, I was like, okay, we're just gonna go do what we wanna do. It's okay. I want to go eat and drink, and I'm going here. The rest of you can do what you like.
No, I think that was the totally right choice. Yeah. I started the day I started the day in a good mood. Like, I was ready to go and have adventures with everybody. But then what happened made me furious. And I was in a bad mood for a really long time because of it. So my friend Julie had gotten us tickets through her friend Natalie, who works for Universal. And I have met Natalie quite a few times. She and Julie used to live together. So, you know, I've met Natalie when we stayed at their apartment, you know. Mm-hmm. I do not have Natalie's phone number, right?
You just know Natalie through Julie.
There it is. So I get up. Oh, and so Julie has been having these health issues, and she had been waiting for her doctor to schedule a biopsy for her. And he scheduled it yesterday when we were supposed to be going to the park. And Julie decided not to have the doctor reschedule it because she'd been waiting for it for so forking long already. So she's like, I'm just going to skip out on Universal and go get this biopsy that I really need done. So I go up to use my ticket. Both tickets say Julie's name on them, and they won't let me into the park because Julie is not there and Natalie is not there. Mm. So they would not let me use the ticket. Mm-hmm. So then I go out. Like, she's just really rude about it. I go out to...
The original gatekeeper.
Yes, the ticket lady who I first saw was just like, not having any of it.
No. Clearly, you're not Julie.
Yeah, clearly thinking that I'm some asshole trying to pull one over on them.
You got one of those $39.99 tickets, didn't you?
Basically. Yeah, I got a deeply discounted ticket, and Julie had gotten a comp ticket, and she was just like, I mean, you know, what they don't want is people like Natalie purchasing their deeply discounted ticket and then reselling it.
Yeah.
Right? For more money. That is not permitted. These are gifts for...
Gifts.
Yeah.
Perks. Don't abuse them, motherfuckers, or you won't even get them.
Don't abuse the perks. So I go back out, and I'm talking at the window to the lady, and I'm being like, I'm crying because I'm furious. And
we've all gone in.
Yes.
We've all gone in.
Yep.
Like, you guys went in ahead of me, and then I went through, and I'm like, where's Maggie? And Krupa was like, I don't know. She disappeared. She was right behind me, and something was wrong with her ticket, and then she, like, ran off. I was like, oh, fuck. So that's when I called you, and you were hysterical.
Well, I went, because it's really loud right by the entrance, because they're playing music and trying to get everybody.
Mardi Gras, bitches!
Yeah, pump for Mardi Gras. So I went to take a moment, and I was going to call you in, like, 10 seconds from then. Like, I was trying to, like, all right, got to get away from all the loud music and catch my breath. Right? So, yes, I was hysterical because what the fuck? And so they...
This is like groundwater water.
I know. What the fuck is that about? Shannon just got in the pool more. So I go up to the...
Trying to work my way down. My vagina's like half an inch from the water. And we're just like easing in. We're easing in.
That part where
I'm gonna ask them over there, like, hey, is it worth it to heat your pool? Because I feel like it really is.
Yeah. I don't understand why everybody was trying to talk us out of it. I feel very confused about all of this. The pool is too cold. All right. So anyway, I go up there and I'm like, I need to buy a ticket. I fucking guess. I don't know. I'm very upset. And I explain the situation to the lady and she's like, okay, well, let's see if I can call a manager over and see if they can do anything.
Which is awesome. Awesome for her.
Before I sell you a ticket. And so they get a manager to come over. And then they... the manager also can't do anything. And then she has a thingy with a thingy. And, like, basically I end up talking to, like, five different people. And then the fucking guy, she's like, okay, I've got a ticket expert here to talk to you. The guy makes me prove that Julie is actually in the hospital.
That's bullshit. Also, like, why did you need a ticket expert? Like, why couldn't the person 3 people ago just been like, let me comp you a ticket?
I, honest to God, why didn't they just do that? Like that, that's what, I'm pretty sure at least 10 years ago, that's 100% what Disney would have done. Yeah. Okay, this situation is messed up. I'm sorry. Here's a free ticket for you for
right,
the day.
Because at Disney, they're empowered. Like the maintenance people, everyone from the maintenance people, the ticket holders, the retailers, the managers, every single person at Disney is empowered to do whatever it takes to make the guests happy.
Right. So, yeah, clearly not the case. And so then this quote-unquote ticket expert makes me give him Julie's, you know, driver's license. I make Julie send me her driver's license. And then he's like, well, I need proof that she's in the hospital, that you're not just, like, selling me this story.
Right, because that's what you say.
Right.
My friend's in the hospital!
So I made it sound like it was an emergency, which it... Kind of was. But I was like, holy fucking shit, what if her appointment's at 3 p.m., right? It's 10 a.m. by this point. The park's been open for an hour. So I'm texting her, and I'm like, what time is your appointment? And she's like, it's 11, but I'm in pre-op already. And I was like, thank Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. So I get her to send a picture of being in a hospital. And then
did she have to hold up a newspaper with the
he believed it just because I am texting a person and things are coming up immediately. But I was wondering if we were getting to that, to be honest, like Julie was going to have to write her name and the date on the, Jesus. And then he goes, just this once, we're going to let you in. And I'm like,
now your name's on like a blacklist at Universal. Like, this bitch pulled this shit before. Don't let her do it again.
And I was like, I would never try this again. Jesus. Like, if I ever get a ticket from Natalie again, I'm making sure she puts my fucking name on it. Holy shit. So I go up, and this manager sends a different manager with me, and that manager says to the gate guy, just let her in without an ID. So we could have done that, like, five people ago?
I didn't show an ID. I don't know if anyone showed an ID. Did I show an ID? Did you show an ID to get in, Deb?
No.
Yeah, so I don't know why they made you show an ID. I never showed an ID.
I have had to show ID before when I've gotten into...
with friend tickets?
With friend tickets. But also when we went on our big family trip, your first day of that big ticket, they made sure... I think that one-day tickets, they don't really care as much usually because you're not going to try to be like selling it off to somebody else or whatever. But also, isn't that why they do the fingerprint thing? I don't fucking know. I was too scared to leave the park. And multiple people in the group were like, well, weren't you, like, didn't you just take the Hogwarts Express? They didn't check your ID then. And I was like, but what if they do? What if I leave the park to go to the other park, and when I come back in, they try to check the ID?
Because that's like, the Hogwarts Express is like an internal gate.
Right.
This is like outside the park. You're leaving the park and swinging around and going back in. That was a sound decision. I don't think you should risk that either.
Because nobody else had their ID checked. And
then that's why you guys had to wait for the Hogwarts Express to come back.
Yes. Yep, because I was too nervous to leave the park and walk around. Yeah. So that put a damper on my morning, and I was a cranky bitch about it. That was so frustrating. So I ran to eat breakfast that I really wanted. And here's the other thing. Like, we got there, like, around 9, so you have an hour and a half to eat breakfast. But after this whole debacle, it is 10 o'clock now, and I have to get toward the back of the park and then wait in a line to get my breakfast that I wanted. And I had been dreaming of this breakfast. And I was like, hooray, I get this breakfast that I want. So I was like, I'm getting my fucking breakfast, and I don't care what everybody else does. And after I ate, I felt, like, a lot better. You get that food in your belly. And then we had some adventures. We wandered around Harry Potter World. We took the Hogwarts Express. We did some things, and then we did a little split up, and I made Robert go on the Hulk roller coaster with me. I don't think I told you this part of the story. They've said go to row 5, and then he changes and says go to row 8. And then Robert and I are the first two in row 8, and the guy who is standing right there next to us is like, oh, are you just the two of you? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, okay, I just need you two to switch order. I just need you to switch what order you're in. And I was like, okay. So then I get in, and my seat has two seat belts when everybody else's has one. And so I looked it up when I got home. They put me in the fat person seat.
I've heard rumors that most rides have, like, a fat person row or a fat person seat, so.
They were really sneaky about it. They were sneaky about how they did that. They were really good.
Can you just switch for me?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. What was the other one? It was,
So on Hagrid's, they pulled us out of line to try this chair.
Right. I told you guys you'd have to try the chair, like, to just do it before you get on there. So
right, that's what Shannon was saying, that we were going to have to.
Yeah. Because I had watched a fat guy video, like a legit, like, 300-pound guy do all the rides.
I watched that same video.
And, like, I was like, okay, like, I know what I could probably push and what I shouldn't even try, and I just didn't even want to try Hagrid's. Plus, like, you're on a fucking motorcycle on a fucking roller coaster. Like, that shit sounded sketch to me. So.
Oh, I loved it. I thought it was super fun. But when that same guy, so he was not super tall, the 300-pound guy. He was only a few inches taller than me. And, you know, a lot more. Like that I weigh around, like, a little more than 220. So I was like, okay, if the 300-pound guy who is a little bit taller than me can get on those seats, I can definitely get on those seats.
Yeah, I think he was like 280. He had lost 80 pounds.
But there was a guy who was 303. He was like, I'm 5'8" or 5'9" and 303 pounds, and he tried out both seats. And that was one of the videos that you sent me.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, so that guy who's only like 3 inches taller than me and 80 pounds more got on, I think I'm fine.
Yeah.
So I still was like, how dare you?
You should have been like, we've already prepped for this. We know we're curvy, and we've already made decisions on who's in the bike, who's in the car.
Well, she actually said, you know, like, have you ridden this ride before? So she clearly wanted to know if we knew if we fit in the seat or not. Shannon's still trying to get deeper in the water.
Is it cold? My titties!
But Hagrid's motorbike adventure was super fun. That happens when you're dealing with temperature situations, making yourself, that's why that you used to put your friend's hand in a bowl of warm water when you were a child to make them wet the bed. That's why that was a prank. Still swinging back around to putting curlers in someone's hair is the most hilarious prank. Trying to make someone pee the bed is not a funny prank. It's mean.
Yeah.
All right, anyway. So, yeah, then.
Because it ruins the bed.
Right.
Like, who sleeps with plastic sheets? No one. Besides toddlers.
Right. Right. So, what else did we do? You and I ended up getting some more food in the evening. So, like, after Hagrid's, we came back, and everyone was like, what'd you guys do? And we were like, we just rode one ride. And they're like, this whole time, you just rode one ride.
And we went bar hopping, and we're drinking, and eating, and moseying, and we were on our second ride by the time you guys were done getting back.
Right. Well, I get over hot really easy. I got too hot at Universal, so I said, let's go to the Three Broomsticks, which is the bar. But Three Broomsticks is the restaurant. If you go over to the Hog Heads, it's the bar. And, I get up to the bar, and I'm like, I need a bottle of water. And she's like, our bottle of water is $5, but I can give you cups of water. And I go, I want 2 cups of water and a bottle of water and a refreshing alcoholic beverage with not too much alcohol. And she was like, I've got the perfect thing for you.
Perfect.
So it was like, it was fruity and sweet. It was made with pear cider, and I can't remember what else. It was like this really fruity, and like it was refreshing. And then I told her that I was like feeling dehydrated and bad, and she gave me this like packet of electrolyte stuff that she had taken from home. And she was like, I don't know if I'm allowed to give this to you. And I was like, you're not, but thank you.
That's awesome. I love her for that.
Yeah, so I drank the first one that was just water. I drank the second one with the electrolyte pack in it. Then I drank my alcohol beverage, and then I had my bottle of water to go with me around the park. And I felt so much better. Deb even was like, yes, I can tell you're feeling better because you're talking more. We did make new friends. Deb and I sat at a table with these strangers. We were both super fucking curious about them. So he's from New York. She's from Trinidad. They're clearly together. Like, I need to know more about this situation.
Right? Well, what's the story?
We don't know. We didn't ask. It felt really forward and rude to these people who we had just met. You know? So, still curious, though. Want to know what's going on with them. Actually, these people in line yesterday for Hulk asked Robert and I if we were married.
Say yes.
I said, no, we're just best friends.
Aw.
Because they were like, where are you from? And I'm like, Michigan. And he's like, Phoenix. And they're like, And I go, yeah, we met online like 9 years ago. And they're like, oh, are you guys married now? And I was like, nope, just best friends.
Yay.
So, but that was really cute and funny.
Yeah, no, it's been a delightful trip. So we had a lot of fun. We got to my little group. hot, and we went to take the Hogwarts Express back, and it was a 60-minute wait because it had been shut down for a little bit, and we were like, well, fuck this. So we started walking through the rest of the park, and we stumbled upon a little bar that had some table and shade, and so we sat for a little bit, and each had a beverage and some water, and hung out, and then we mosey on back to the other park. We stopped and saw the Berlin Wall at Hard Rock Cafe, got back into Universal, and then just started hitting up any of the Mardi Gras booths we could find. So we had beignets and rum punch.
I want to know what things you liked, what foods.
Well, they were all good. I mean, the beignets were excellent. They were light and fluffy and thin, and everyone was appropriately covered in powdered sugar afterwards. Cause
you should look like you have dived headfirst into a pile of cocaine when you eat beignets.
I was like, yep, this is going to happen, and you're not eating it right if you don't get any on you. So poor Robert is wearing all black, so like, it did look like he dove headfirst into a pile of cocaine. So we had that and some some rum punch, and I think we had a few more drinks along the way, and Jerry really wanted to go to the Simpsons area, so we walked around that and went into Moe's and just had a break. Mm-hmm. I think she grabbed a beer and we all kind of shared a little beer. And then we went on that ride, which I forget how jarring it is. Like, I knew it was jarring. It was very jarring with three people, not as jarring with four people. But it's one of those simulators. They take you on a roller coaster and fly you around. So you really got to be prepared for that shit.
I don't love that ride. I've been on it once, and I don't really need to go on it again.
It's jarring.
It is jarring.
Yeah. The Simpsons ride. And then that's when we started heading to Men in Black, and I was like, it spins, Jerry, a few times. And so she's like, you know what, that last ride was jarring enough. I'm going to go shopping. You guys go on this ride. And that's when you guys joined up with us.
Yeah,
so.
And you got to see the pre-show for the first time.
Yeah, I got to see the pre-show for the first time, which was cool. It was fun. Whenever I go to Universal Orlando, it's been at Halloween for special events, so I don't see the park in its full effect, just in a reduced capacity. So after that, we walked back through Hogwarts at Diagon Alley, and we had butterbeer.
I had butterbeer ice cream.
That was delightful. We did some shopping, and then we found a bunch of Mardi Gras booths on our way through New York to watch the parade.
All right. Those conch fritters were so good.
So good.
Like, I want more conch fritters. They put them down fresh for every single person, so it's not like you were eating old ones. Like, those were fresh, and it had a pineapple remoulade sauce with them. Like, I am dreaming of those fritters.
Yeah. And there were legit chefs in each thing, not just people dressed up as chefs. Because at the end of the night, everything was closing up, and we begged one of the booths to give us some more alcohol. And like the chef who was running the booth was like, "Yeah, let them have four drinks."
Because we weren't asking for them to make more food.
Yeah. So yeah, it was good. So you had a jackfruit thing, which was really delightful.
Yeah, I had you have a bite of that. It was a Johnny cake with jackfruit and like other toppings on it. It had kind of like it had cilantro on it, which made it taste kind of Tex-Mexy, but it was just kind of Southern in general because, I mean, that's the point. It's from Louisiana. It's from Mardi Gras. But it was this pulled jackfruit with like a little bit of avocado sauce and a little bit of like tomato, like almost like a salsa, but not quite. I don't know, whatever. It was delicious. That was really good. I had Shannon have a bite of that.
And then Jerry and Ashley had some pancakes, and they were with homemade whipped cream and fruit compote, and it was delicious.
Yeah, they were all really good. You had that guava beverage.
Was a guava punch, too. Yeah, we tried to get all the alcohol. I had a Bloody Mary early on in the morning. I was really obnoxious. It was hilarious. We're walking through New York. You were already in Hogwarts getting your breakfast.
Yeah.
So we're walking through New York, and did I just fuck something up? Okay, no. Play with my earring, people. I'm like, did I just lose the little ball at the end of my metal earrings? Fuck. I'll never find it in a pool. I didn't. It's fine. I got it.
Good.
And there's a giant Bloody Mary stand. And so I turn around and I'm like, what time is it, ladies? And they all start reading their watches and telling me the time. And I was like, no, it's not. It's bloody time for a Bloody Mary. And like the staff at the booth behind me just started dying. They're like, she's not wrong. So I got this giant margarita. They claimed it was 24 ounces. I'm like, you keep saying those words. I don't think they mean what they think it means.
I mean, they said the same thing about the hurricane, that it was 6 ounces. And I was like, that is a 6 ounce glass and you're putting ice in it.
Right.
That is not a 6 ounce hurricane.
It's not a 6 ounce pour. That it's like not a 4 ounce hurricane, you fuckers.
Like,
so
you can't give me a cup that big with ice and beverage in it and tell me that is 6 ounces.
It definitely felt more like a 16-ounce mug than a 24-ounce mug. But then it was all fucking fancy, and it had food coming out of all of its orifices.
It did.
And
tell me some of the foods that they had on it. I mean, so, obviously a big celery.
Giant celery. I think pickled green beans. There was some fresh shrimp. There was a banana pepper. Something else. And then the lady's like, and the meat stick is your straw. And I was like, ill gross. Like, no. Like, you don't have any other straws? They're like, no, it's an experience. I'm like, yeah, it sounds like it. They legit took like a Slim Jim, like cored it out, and the meat stick is your straw. I was like, oh.
Okay. So what about vegetarians who want a Bloody Mary?
Right?
You should have straws in case someone doesn't want a meat stick. You should not.
You would have been like, nope, nope, goodbye.
Okay, now I'm going on a Maggie rant. Bloody Marys are delicious and should not be obligate carnivore food.
Yes.
You should get to choose if they have meat. That is not a meat necessary experience.
So I got back to the group. I was like, all right, everyone, take the shit off this. Like, I just want the fucking Bloody Mary. And so everyone dug in and had a snacky snack.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
And I ended up eating the peppercorn and the shrimp.
Good.
And Deb had some veggies, and someone grabbed the meat stick. Did you grab the meat stick? Deb grabbed the meat. I grabbed the meat stick. That's what she said.
I just heard her say it.
Yeah. And then I kept the celery and just drank it. So, yeah. So, yeah, we had a good, I think it was a really nice second half of the afternoon for me eating and drinking my way around the town.
We didn't talk about the parade at all. The
parade was delightful.
It was a really cute and fun parade.
Yeah, it was a 20-minute full-on Mardi Gras parade. I would say the floats aren't like main Mardi Gras size.
No, they're not. They're main like Mardi Gras size.
But they were large and pulled by trucks, and each float had a theme. Each float was done up like decadently in Mardi Gras fashion. And then there were matching performers for each themed float.
Yeah, performers that matched the theme.
Yeah.
They were great.
And that was great.
There was a guy who was a stilt walker. They had a bunch of stilt walkers also, and he was wearing a little crop top with his like man boobs hanging out the bottom, right? That, like,
you're talking about the one that flexed and was doing a little show for us.
Flexing and doing a little show for us, and I screamed like and the guy next to us was like, are you like, he's just not wearing a shirt, it's fine. And I was like, no, he was flexing his pecs off from each other. And they were like, oh, like
the cute gay couple that was standing behind you missed the flex show.
No.
Like, they should have been screaming too.
No, the Hispanics on the other side.
Oh, okay.
Where they just thought I was insane. Like, they clearly thought I just like lost my mind over a guy without a shirt.
The teenagers in front of me, that's all they did was scream the entire time. And I concluded that only the people in the front row get beads.
Yes.
Because I was right behind the people in the front row, and I think I got 5 beads, and then those bitches in front of me walked away with like an armful.
Yeah, 1,000.
Makes me wonder what Deb had to do to get her hoard of beads.
Deb was flashing her tits.
In Universal, she walked away with a hoard of beads.
I saw her
beads. I was like, how'd you get that many? Because we were getting that many where we were standing.
I honestly think that was more of an issue of us being around a corner.
Yeah.
I think that it was because it was around a corner that it was really only those front people who got it. And I think that that's why it worked that way. So, but that was still good. That was still really fun.
And then we went out to dinner to Toothsome.
Yeah, and I ordered an alcohol beverage, truffle fries, and a giant oversized milkshake. And then I ate off of everybody's appetizers because we were all sharing appetizers, but that was my dinner.
Yep, and I ordered we ordered three or four appetizers for the table, and that's what I did too. I literally ate all the appetizers and then whatever dinner I wanted off of other people's plates. I had a delightful banana cream chocolate martini with...
How was that?
It was so delightful. It was delicious. It had a dried out piece of banana floating on the top, and it was dusted with white chocolate.
That
it
sounds
was
dreamy.
Delicious.
Good.
So. And then we moseyed our tired old asses on home. Jerry's still sleeping. I'm starting to wonder if she's sick.
Did we kill Jerry?
I don't know. Did we kill Jerry?
Did we kill Jerry, you guys?
But we've just, been relaxing today.
Good. Because this is what you wanted. You wanted a relaxing, do-nothing trip.
Yes. So I've had probably 6 drinks today. I've been eating and snacking and enjoying all of our comfort food and wearing my new poolside beach wear that everyone loves.
Good.
So we're having a good time.
I support all of that.
Yeah. Well, we just wanted to check in with everyone, and not that you're going to hear this anytime soon, but, do a little potty cast while we're on vacay like normal.
I like our vacation podcasts. I think they're fun, yeah. So that's why we do this. Yep. It's our content, not yours. I don't know. Are we going to end up recording more?
I don't know.
What kind of sign-off should I do? Kind of sign off for now,
and we'll see what happens.
All right, folks, this is us, Shannon and Maggie, your favorite Midwest bitches, signing off for now. Bye.
Bye.